Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more cunning than all the other wild animals which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" Then the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it, and you shall not touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die, for God knows that on the day when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will become like God, knowing good and evil." Then the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was an object of pleasure to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable for imparting wisdom. And she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she gave some to her husband also, who was with her, and he ate it. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they became aware that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves aprons. Then they heard the voice of the Lord God as he was walking about in the garden in the breeze of the day. And the man hid himself, as did his wife, from the presence of the Lord God in the midst of the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I am naked, and I hid myself." Then he said, "Who has told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat from?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate it." At this the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are more cursed than all the cattle, and than all the wild animals. You will go on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It will crush your head, but you will crush it in the heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your labour pains and your childbirth. In pain you will give birth to sons, and your desire will be to your husband, and he will rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and eaten from the tree, about which I commanded you, by saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' the ground is cursed because of you. In sorrow you will eat from it all the days of your life, and it will cause thorns and brambles to spring up to you, and you will eat the vegetation of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, until you return to the ground. For from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you will return." And the man called his wife Eve, for she became the mother of everyone living. Then the Lord God made coats of skin for the man and for his wife, and he clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, in knowing good and evil. And now, lest he should stretch out his hand and also take anything from the tree of life and eat it and live age abidingly." And the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he had been taken. So he drove the man out and stationed the cherubim and a flaming sword which rotated at the east of the Garden of Eden to guard the way to the tree of life.